Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
A heatwave has gripped southern Europe, prompting authorities in certain parts to now issue health and wildfire warnings as the temperatures are expected to soar again. And I'm wondering, with this particular heatwave, if you're planning to go on holidays today, tomorrow or into next week, is it likely to put you off travelling? 1800 453 106 is the number. Dr. Aksha D'Orsay is a research scientist at the National Centre for Atmospheric Science and Department of Meteorology at the University of Reading. Aksha, can you just explain, first of all, what is this heat dome that meteorologists are talking about? Just bear with us for one moment, just trying to reconnect there. In the meantime, freelance journalist Diane Devigamont is on the line as well in France. How hot is it there, Diane, at the moment?
It is very, very hot. We're pretty much the worst of it coming on to midday. It's pushing 40 in a lot of regions of France. Currently here in the Champagne region, it's 35. So very unprecedented temperatures for this part of the year.
Typically, what is the temperature like around this time? Because we are into the 1st of July.
Yes, so much, much lower for early July. Usually it will be in the 27, 28, you know, sometimes the 30, early 30s. But, you know, not the pushing 40s.
And what has been the response from the authorities there to this?
So they've issued a heatwave warning pretty much all across the territory. A lot of schools have had to close. A lot of retirement homes are on high alert. And it's pushing lawmakers to bring up the topic of really, really warm housing back up to the agenda.
What do you mean by warm housing?
So there was an alert a few years ago about how some houses and apartments in France are physically dangerous in summer and in winter for their inhabitants. And there was an effort to pass a law to really regulate that, make that better for them, but it wasn't done. And so that's been pushed back to the front of the agenda because we're just seeing heat waves so early on in the year.
Yeah. So temperatures are higher right now than typically, than they usually are around this time of the year. Are the conditions expected to worsen?
So I think today is the worst of it, but it's going to stay consistently bad, so consistently in a heatwave status until, I think, Thursday. So Tuesday being the worst of it, but it's not going to go down under 35, 36 before Friday. So it's a long heat spell as well.
I'm sure the Champagne region is a busy spot this time of year for tourists.
Yes, quite busy. So we're before they pick the grapes, but you know, after everything starts to really bloom and there's a lot of tourism and really, really dry. You can see why they've issued the wildfire warning. It's very, very dry. It hasn't rained in days. And so the tourists are noticing that as well.
What impact is this having on tourism? Have you heard of cancellations?
I've not heard of cancellations. I do know that people in France increasingly tend to pick the month of July over August to take their vacations because of consistent heat waves. But now that the heat waves are happening in late June and early July, we're going to have to wait and see what that means, I think, for tourism.
Diane Devigamont, freelance journalist based in France. Diane, thank you very much for joining us here on the programme. Dr. Aksha is with me on the line today. Can you just explain, what is a heat dome?
Good afternoon, Andrea. So a heat dome basically refers to a region of high pressure, which is stagnant over a particular region for a couple of days. And what this heat dome basically does is that it brings clear weather conditions, and that leads to rise in temperatures. And that's why it's called as a heat dome.
And how long does it typically tend to stay?
Well, it could stay on for a couple of days to even a couple of weeks. There's no fixed time scale as such. But the one that we are seeing now has been persistent since at least 5 to 6 days.
Yeah, so is this what we're witnessing in parts of southern Europe?
That's right. So this is what is causing the current heat wave in parts of Europe and also the UK.
I mean, we're talking about temperatures in parts of southern Spain nearly 46 degrees.
That's right. I mean, this is like the hottest temperatures that have been recorded in Spain and parts of Portugal yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like very, very above normal and very, very hot. And even if you look across the parts of the UK, for example, like London Heathrow at the moment is already above 31. It was 33.2 yesterday. We had the hottest ever start for Wimbledon and really warm nighttime temperatures where, temperatures were not dropping below 20 degrees Celsius. It's really horrible.
Is it linked to climate change, Aksha?
So what basically happens is that we need to have appropriate weather conditions for heat waves to occur, in this case, high pressure region. But now because of global warming, you know, we are living in a hotter world. So the world is much hotter than what it used to be in the past. And what this means that, you know, because of the effect of global warming and whenever we have a favorable weather pattern, for example, a heat dome, it's very easy to trigger a heat wave. So we need the natural weather conditions for heat waves to occur, but global warming or anthropogenic climate change is just making everything more intense, more prolonged and more frequent. Mm.
And I know, like, it's probably like asking you how long is a piece of string, but like for people heading to maybe Italy or Portugal or parts of Spain or France from this weekend or into next week, are these temperatures likely to stick around?
Well, it was going to be hot, not as hot as it is at the moment. But, you know, we are just into the start of the summer season. We have got entire July and entire August in front of us when normally temperatures are higher. So at the moment, the current heat wave is going to abate. But, you know, beyond a week, we don't know what is going to happen in terms of the weather. But I won't be surprised if we see higher temperatures later this month or next month.
Yeah. Are we here at home going to experience any of this heat dome in Ireland?
No, to be honest, Ireland has been quite lucky. And in fact, if you saw what happened yesterday, parts of Scotland and even parts of Ireland were very cool. Like parts of Scotland had maximum temperatures just like 14 degrees Celsius, as opposed to London Heathrow having 33 and above. So Ireland has been really, you know, in a lucky situation because of its location that the heat dome couldn't affect it. And I think it's going to stay lucky for the rest of this week.
Okay. Ciara Mooney is the Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. You're in Spain at the moment, Ciara.
Yeah, well, I call it more of a nubbin now, Andrea, than Spain. It's sizzling over here. So
really? How hot is it today there?
38 degrees.
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Ciara.
38 degrees.
You spend.
I'm hiding indoors.
You spend quite a bit of time, though, in Spain, don't you?
I do, yes, I do indeed. And these are temperatures that you're more likely to get in August when kind of the city nearly closes down because they're expecting these temperatures. But at this time of the year, it's unprecedented. We haven't had it like this now in years and years.
Well, I was talking to family at home this morning where it's absolutely lashing down rain. And here in Dublin, it's cloudy, you know, it's warm and it's humid. So I'm sure people wouldn't mind a little bit of sunshine for the summer period if they're sticking around at home. But the conditions there for people travelling on holidays, and you know this as somebody working in the travel industry, Ciara, it's probably a little unpleasant, is it?
It is, but to be honest with you, it's like adapting no more than anything. So what I would recommend people do is, because obviously the hotter the weather is in the middle of the day, so start your sightseeing early in the morning and then do like the locals do and take a siesta then in the afternoon. And it feels like you have 2 days in one. You wake up refreshed. And then in the evening time, Spain just comes alive. That's when all the locals come out. I went for a bite to eat there yesterday evening and Jesus, I was hard pressed to find a place to sit. And it was just myself on my own. And that was at 9 o'clock in the evening. It was just heaving. So people go out late. Even the nightclubs here started about 11 or 12 o'clock at night and go till about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. So they have adapted their way of living to the weather.
And that's the thing for people heading on holidays, isn't it? Like you really need to make that life adaptation as well.
Exactly, exactly. Like you'll see people with umbrellas going around just to have a bit of shade from the sun. In Ireland, we're used to it for the rain, but you'd nearly be bringing one in the suitcase, which, you know, coming over here. But I'd stay in the shade and then obviously the air conditioning. You probably spend a fortune now walking around the shops because it's so nice. Even when you're walking past the door and you get that cool breeze in your face, you know.
I've been asking people just, you know, my own Instagram account at Andrea Gilligan One today, Ciara, whether or not this particular heat wave across Europe would deter them from going on holidays. And 38% of people tell me that it would. 18% just not sure.
Yeah, it's no more than anything. The weather is just so unpredictable. Like, that's why we're having the conversation now and not in August. You know, it's just when something kind of takes you by surprise. It's like I was in Iceland there in April and the weather was great. You know, so it depends on kind of, it could last a week, it could last 3 or 4 days. You just don't know. So when you're booking your holiday months in advance, it's kind of like you're taking that risk. But once you know, like, stay indoors during the hottest part of the day. Now, when I say stay indoors, I don't mean like stay in your apartment. I mean go out and go to a nice coffee shop or
somewhere
go around
well
the shop and have a look. Exactly. Just adapt what you're doing to what the weather is like.
Yeah.
Like you have the science and arts here in Valencia. That's all air conditioned. The hemispheric as well. So there's an awful lot to see and do, which is indoors as well. It doesn't all have to be outdoors.
Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw's joining us too, Ciara. Would it deter you from going on holidays, Lisa?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
So, good. So we basically book our family holidays with a family of six for four sons, and we normally book our holidays for May, June, the family holiday, just because the reason that July and August, I wouldn't want to bring them to Europe for that, for the fear of a heat wave. Now, me and my husband go on our own for a few days for a European city break. And last year we were in Madrid for the heat wave, like that's 38 degrees every day, even like 7-8 o'clock at night. It was killer. But look, if you have it booked, you know, what are people to do at this stage? Only go and make the most of it.
But you try to avoid booking during those kind of typically hot periods to avoid that level of heat.
Yeah, I do, because I have guys that I have little fellas here who even complain about the sand, how hot the sand is in May in Spain. So I can't imagine, you know yourself, like in July, August, like it's absolutely scorching, the sand, you know, and that's on a normal kind of a holiday where the temperatures could be high 20s, maybe low 30s. So I just couldn't imagine trying to entertain them. It's just,
it's just
a very stressful
thing. Comfortable bringing children in that heat.
No.
I can't imagine that's pleasant for anybody involved in the family.
No, and like, you know, especially with kids of all different ages, you're trying to keep them inside, like you're trying to play up to like a few different age groups of keeping them chained. That's a lot of work. Mm. Give me a week in Donegal or a week in Kerry.
Yeah, well, you won't be too concerned about the heatwave there at the minute if the weather forecast is anything like this morning. Dacky Dillon from Dacky Dillon's Pub in Lanzarote is with me on the line. What's the weather like there at the moment?
It's lovely. It's in the kind of high 20s to low 30s with a nice breeze.
Okay, so you're not experiencing that mad heat wave at the minute, Dick?
We did all weekend. The weekend we had what we call a klima, which is like a sandstorm from Morocco, from Africa, from the Sahara. But it kind of locks in the humidity, so it was really, really hot Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But it's kind of gone back to normal here. The beauty about Lanzarote is you always have a breeze.
Yeah, compared to the likes of mainland Spain. Have you noticed people, deterring or putting off their holidays or cancelling or changing it at all because of the heatwave?
Not really. It affects the kind of the daytime business that people don't really go out during the day. They'd spend the day by the pool or or on the beach. So you don't really get busier till later in the evening. But because you always have a breeze here in Lanzarote, you know what I mean? So it's not as bad as mainland Spain. Mainland, like even in Malaga and Termalinas and likes of that, when you're behind the waterline, behind the big hotels, you've all these massive air conditioning units that are blowing dead heat out into the air already. And it creates, like, city heat is very different to what we have. We don't have any high rises here or anything like that. The tallest building here, I think, is 12 or 13 stories, and that's only one building. The rest are all only 5 or 6 stories high.
Yeah, are people, are the tourists, the holidaymakers, they're not complaining then about the heat?
Oh, God, they are. They always complain about the heat. No matter what. We're Irish, so
yeah.
God, it's either too hot or too cold.
Well, the other... go on ahead.
Yeah, they'd always, you know, God, it's hot, but... Like, most of the time what happens is, like, I have a big terrace on my bar, but what's happening the last 5 or 6 days is inside is busier because the air conditioning's on and outside is quieter. And then when the sun drops about 7-8 o'clock in the evening, then they'll sit outside. Because when the sun drops, you're losing maybe 10 or 12 degrees straight away, you know.
Yeah, Dacky Dillon there from Dacky Dillon's Gigi's Pub in Lanzarote. Ciara, just quite a few people getting in touch, you know, talking about the fact that they're maybe travelling with elderly parents, grandparents. They have holidays booked and they're now a little bit unsure. What rights do people have, do holidaymakers have?
Well, unfortunately, with the airlines, you can change the dates of the holidays. But as I said, like, this could change in another day or two. So it doesn't usually go on for an extended period of time. That's been my kind of experience over the years with places and sending people away on fabulous holidays. So you'll have maybe 3 or 4 days where the heat is very, like, it's nearly unbearable. But in that situation, I'd say either stay indoors, or if it's going to be a thing going into the future that the weather is going to be hotter and hotter. Like, what we're finding now is there's actually more and more families looking at destinations in Northern Europe, you know, because they don't want the stifling heat that they're getting in Spain. So they're looking at Norway or Iceland or doing Alaska as a cruise, you know. So there's loads of different options, but it's just to know what's out there, you know. But in relation to their rights, you don't know until, obviously, the closer you get to a departure date, the more your cancellation charges and everything kick in. So, and nobody can tell what the weather is going to be like, unfortunately. We're at Mother Nature's mercy when it comes to that.
Yeah,
but they can obviously change, but it will incur a charge.
Lisa, are you tempted to book that city break over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Like, me and my husband will still go on the city break.
Despite the weather.
Because we lived in the States. We lived in New York, so we're used to humidity. My husband absolutely loves that, where I am, like, drowned in the pool, like a drowned rat for the day. And he is just soaking it up. 38 degrees, bring it on for him. But we're kind of used to it. But I just couldn't imagine bringing the boys in that. It just wouldn't be comfortable.
No.
And as I said, we really have done the week in Donegal, the week in Wexford at that time of the year, every year. And no matter what the way the weather is in Ireland, it is still just fantastic. Just to be, there's so much to do here that, you know, during that time, you don't always need to go away, you know, out foreign. Because just for us, just for that reason, for the fear of the heat with them. But it won't deter us as the two adults going at all.
Yeah, well, definitely not. Martin's got in touch to say, my family and I are currently in County Mayo this week, and it's actually really annoying to hear all this discussion about the heatwave in Britain and across Europe, because it's rained all day Monday and it's rained again this morning here in Mayo, although it's now cleared finally. Whatever about a dry day, we would most welcome some heat, says Martin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.